Okay, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, bad news. Unfortunately, this one's outside of the control of the installation office. Because the product is not on the order and you don't have the product at the residence, you will have to contact Best Buy and you will have to request that they cancel this order and create a new order with the installation on the order being for a gas wall oven, as well as including the delivery of the oven and the gas line, any necessary accessories like the single gas connector kit or whatever it's called. They're going to have to put that on the order as a delivery item as well, so that way when we receive the order and our guys have the order, your products will be on their requisition form. The warehouse will know to have the products ready, staged, and available for pickup for the technicians, so that they will be able to get that product when they go out to the warehouse, like I explained earlier. But unfortunately, nothing is going to be able to happen tomorrow. Sounds like you're interested in going to work tomorrow, so that at least you can get your hours and make some money. But outside of that, there won't be any installation service for the appliance, unfortunately.
What happens if Best Buy can deliver the stuff tomorrow before 2 o'clock?
That's not going to happen. And the reason I say that is because they have so very many customers. Like when you, cause see, like I mentioned about our guys picking up products at the warehouse location, it's not servicing. Like if you have a Best Buy store in your town and there's one Best Buy store in your town, it's not servicing just that one Best Buy store in your town. It's a centrally located distribution center that's servicing an abundance of Best Buy stores in very many cities in the surrounding area. So they would already have their, they would already be booked up, everything. They wouldn't have any, they wouldn't be able to last minute get you scheduled for their delivery team to get your item on the truck and out to your residence tomorrow. And especially at this time of night, the delivery team, they should already have their routes routed for tomorrow. Just like I'm calling to let you know that our techs would be there between 2 and
Well,
4.
like I said, I got a call that said they'd be here between 7 and 9.
That call was the erroneous call from the automated system from telling you about your installation service scheduled for tomorrow, which is wrong because the head installer changed that time frame to 2 to 4 because he didn't know you don't have the product. All he knows is that he has an order for his techs to go out to install a single built-in electric oven, and he's going to make sure that they get out there and do that job for the customer because that's what they're supposed to do. But because Best Buy didn't create the order correctly, if it had just been that if you had the gas oven and you had the gas kit and all the problem was and the problem was only the fact that it just said electric oven and it didn't say a gas oven. Well, the installers would have been like, okay, no big deal. That's not a big deal. We'll still get you taken care of. We can still install this for you. We'll call XTO. They'll call Best Buy. Best Buy will make sure that the order gets, that we get paid and XTO gets paid and everybody gets paid like they're supposed to for the correct installation service. Even in the event that, and this is cool, another cool thing for you because if the install fee for the electric oven was $180, but the install fee for a gas oven is $250. Well, the techs would call and say, hey, we installed the oven for the customer. It was a gas oven, not an electric oven. We need to have the SKU on the order changed to a gas wall oven. We would call Best Buy and say, hey, we need to have this, we need the order to be changed to have a gas oven. And then Best Buy would give us a code, a confirmation code. We'd send that over to our home office. Our home office would send that to Best Buy Corporate. And at the end of the day, Best Buy would pay that $70, or Best Buy would eat that $70 difference in cost of the installation fee to try to keep you as a happy, satisfied customer because they made the mistake. So that, I mean, that's another benefit, you know. So Best Buy does provide good customer service in that regards. I just apologize that whoever created this installation order for you, either they were a newbie, maybe they didn't know what they were, maybe they're not very seasoned in what they're doing. But if they knew that you had a gas appliance, they know you need, you don't have the product, and there's, you know, there needs to be a delivery scheduled somewhere. You may inquire with Best Buy. Go ahead.
Do you know where your guys are coming from?
I don't know where. I think they're coming from Dearborn Heights. I don't know. I can't say because it says origin Romulus, Michigan, destination Dearborn Heights. So maybe they're in Romulus. I don't know where their installation office is actually located because I don't have access to that actual information. And I also can never give out the name of the installation office to customers unless I get the permission of the actual installation office. And the reason for that is because, you know, you got those people out there. Some might refer to them as Karens. If you're familiar, you know what a Karen is?
Sure.
Yeah. So you might have someone that's like, you know, the angry, upset person, you know, I want to talk to the manager. You know, and, you know, they're so they might, if we told them, okay, well, the name of the installation office is, you know, John and Jerry's Installation. So that person might look up John and Jerry's Installation in the Yellow Pages and call them and start yelling and screaming and cussing at them because Karen had to step out and go to get a snack and she wasn't home when the tech arrived. But she paid good money for this installation service. She demands that they come back today, and she might keep ringing their phone and yelling and screaming and cussing at them. And that's why we can't give out the name of the installation office.
Do you have any contacts at Best Buy you could?
No, I don't have any. There's no magic strings that we can pull at this hour. In fact, a lot of the Best Buys are already getting ready to close for the day. They changed their hours a while back to where they're closing at like 8 p.m.
Because I don't want to cancel the installation only because I bought this oven in July. Okay.
Oh, you don't have to cancel the installation. You can just reschedule it, and you can have Best Buy create.
To reschedule the installation. I had the installation scheduled for August. They canceled on me. Then they told me we'd do it in September, and then they canceled on me. Then they told me they'd do it in October, and they canceled on me. Then they told me they'd do it in November. This is like the ninth time that now you guys sound very good, and you're going to be here 2 to 4. That'd be great. And why don't you have to stop? Where's my stuff? Where's my stuff? You know what I mean?
Right. That's an issue. Yeah, you'll have to speak with Best Buy about that. Best Buy will have to get the order corrected and get it rescheduled, unfortunately. In fact, I said Best Buy changed their hours to 10 to 8, but not 10 to 8, but to close at 8. I just looked it up. The Best Buy closed at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
I can't even believe that. They used to be open till at least 9 p.m., and they've done closed at 7. That's wild. At least that's my local Best Buy, I guess. I don't know about the hours for your local Best Buy. I apologize very sincerely, sir. There's nothing that we can do at XPO to change the Best Buy's order or make modifications to Best Buy's order. In fact, because of the way that they've set this order up, your product may not even be available at the warehouse. They may not even have put it on a shuttle to be at the warehouse location. Like if your product was in store, then they would put it on a shuttle or a truck and take it to that centrally located distribution center. And then they would deliver it to there, and then the distribution center would get it ready and staged and placed in the area for our installers to pick up. And they really would require that our installers, like that your exact product, the exact SKU number, model number, et cetera, be on the installer's requisition form. The requisition okay. form is like the permission slip. You know, it's like, hey, here's the permission slip that says that I have permission to get for you to give me this product.
The last time I talked to Best Buy, they guaranteed me that it was at the warehouse and that it was ready to go. And that's when I set up this appointment. You know?
But because the product is, yeah, because the product is, but because the product isn't on the installer's requisition form or their permission slip, the warehouse workers wouldn't be able to give your product to the technicians, even if our technicians said, hey, we've got an install for you know, Mr. Wing today. We need his oven. And the warehouse workers would say, it's not on the permission slip or the requisition form. We don't have permission to give it to you. Because, and the reason for that is because that's how they keep up with stuff. Because they can say, okay, we've got this requisition form. It matches up with what's in our computer system. This is what we checked out and gave to the installers. But if it's not on that requisition form, it's not on the order in the computer to give to the installers, and they start handing out things that's not on orders to give to the technicians, then that causes them to lose track of inventory. And so the techs could say, oh, we never picked up that product for Mr. Wing. We don't know nothing about it. And somebody could have taken it home to their house, and nobody has any proof of anything. And so that's why it's required that the techs are only allowed to be given what's on their requisition form or their permission slip. So there's nothing that can be done at this point about tomorrow's installation. It's an issue. It's a Best Buy issue in which they didn't create the order correctly, and they put an electric oven, not a gas oven, which that wouldn't have been as big of a deal, but they didn't even put the delivery of the item on the order. And I don't know, and you could ask them, if they have you scheduled for home delivery to deliver the product, you could ask them if they do, because somebody's got to get that product to you somehow, and they didn't put it on the order for us. We would have rather them had placed it on the order for us to deliver so we could deliver it and install it all in one go, rather than you having two dates, you know, one for the delivery company to come out just to drop it off, and then our guys to go out to install it on another day.
Okay.
So I apologize very sincerely, sir.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. I thank you for shopping with Best Buy. It was my pleasure to give you a call from XPO, and I do hope you have a good night.
Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.